Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on the Ike Reese Birthday Edition 2025 of the show. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com.
I still got my favorite birthday gift of all time. Were you here? Were you the program director when my 40th?
The Kobe one?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Michael B. got it
yeah,
for you. I was.
I still got the voicemail.
I was thinking about it this morning when I was thinking about your birthday, and I remembered it being an important birthday. And I said, well, it wasn't the 50th because I wasn't here for that. It must have been the 40th. But then I thought, man, that's a long time ago. Was I around? And the answer is yes. It's just been around here
a long time, brother.
I remember it. The happy birthday message from Kobe Bryant and Michael Bryant.
Voicemail, I still got it.
What a great gift for Michael B.
Yeah, man, still holding on to it.
Yeah, very tough to top. That's why I don't even try. The Twitter question, who's better looking, Rob Thompson or Gabe Kapler? Rob Thompson's pulled ahead, 51.4%.
There you go, Rob.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear.
He's like, yeah, he can't even be considered a silver fox because he has dark hair.
No, exactly he's not. Right. So he's a black fox.
Sure.
Both of you.
Yep.
So if you missed it, Dave Dombrowski spoke today for almost an hour about the Phillies. It would seem like the things that he said at the beginning were the things that upset the people the most. Here is the gist of what he had to say.
And this is not blaming anybody, right? It's the happenstance of how the game goes. I mean, the Dodgers, they didn't make very many mistakes. Probably game four. Muncy misses that ball at third base. We score 8 runs. We outscored the Dodgers in the series, right? Doesn't make any difference. You lost 3 games. But when you look at home plate, if Trace throws on this side of the plate,
okay,
on a very difficult play versus that side of the plate, they don't score any runs at any. That's the difference. If Kirk makes that play in there, who knows what happens the next inning, right? They were struggling to score runs against us just as much. JT had told me that immediately the umpire apologized for missing the call strike three, right? Everybody's written on it. He makes that call strike three, they don't score a run. So that's how fine a line it is, can be. But you still have to get hits, and, you know, Teoscar Hernandez had a big three-run homer for them. You know, we hit the ball out of the ballpark in the fourth game, but other than that, we really struggled to do so. But again, it's asking some very difficult it's a difficult chore to do with what we're facing.
He does have a little well, actually, to him. You know, that, well, what
actually,
you guys don't seem to understand is, and I don't know that that's what he's doing. I think he's just trying to talk about it the way that it is. I think that is the, all the things he said are so true.
Are true.
They're
yep.
all true.
Yep.
But it is the way people want, he's just not, he's not an emotive, he's not an over-the-top guy.
Right.
He seems, he cares very much, but doesn't, that's just not how he processes things, and he... You know, we say oftentimes that we want them to be honest, mm-hmm. which is sort of true. We sometimes want them to be honest.
We want them to tell us what we want to hear.
Yes.
That could be that, but that's a thin line between
yes.
being honest and
yes.
telling you what you want to hear.
I think if he had thrown in, thinking back, if he had thrown in, this really bothers us, and we're going to work like hell this
right.
offseason.
Right. Even if it doesn't look like it on your
yeah.
face, just saying it.
He was on for 55 minutes.
Yeah.
He said one time, and it was in the middle of a 2.5 minute answer, that it wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost seemed like the objective, because, you know, you go into these pressers from his position and Dave's, Topper's. You're trying to present a message to everybody. There's something you're trying to present to everyone.
Yes.
And to Fritz's point, and I'm sure people that are upset with what they heard, you could have conveyed losing the series was disappointing
yes.
and unacceptable a little bit more, as opposed to trying to soothe everybody that it's not that bad that we lost. We
yes.
were close.
We were a good team.
It almost seemed like that's what the message was to say that we aren't that far away.
I think now that I'm thinking about it, is I think he maybe takes for granted that we know that it bothers him, and sometimes we want to hear that.
Right.
I'm sure it bothers him. I'm sure he thinks they weren't. I think he thinks the team was good enough. We weren't good enough to beat the Dodgers in that series, but I think he might take for granted that they're going to work like hell and that it wasn't good enough and all those sorts of things. Whereas I think sometimes, again, Jack, to your point that he spoke for 55 minutes, you come out and you say, we're all crushed about
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
And we worked very hard. I'm very proud of this team, but it wasn't enough. So we are going to do everything in our power. And Mr. Middleton, he
like
gives,
make an opening statement.
Yes.
Like, just make an opening statement.
Yeah.
Let it out there.
Yep.
And
yeah.
then, because I think no one's that mad they lost. I mean, the fan base is more like
no.
sad to see.
Yeah, they're not outraged. More disappointment than anything.
Last year, this was mad.
Was mad, yeah.
Was mad. And he did not meet the moment last year at the press conference.
No, yeah. No.
As a fan, I would have appreciated more of, we're taking this as bad as you guys are.
You know who would have given us that? John Middleton.
Yes.
100%.
Middleton,
that's how
yes.
he would have spoken.
Yes.
Yeah, he would have yes. spoken that way.
And I mentioned that there are similarities to me between Dombrowski and Morey. And I think one of the differences with Morey's postseason press conference after last year is that it was so bad, it pushed him into admitting things that he did wrong. You know, he came out and he said, I was wrong. I didn't think about the regular season enough. We didn't have enough athletic players. I need to concentrate on that. I messed this up.
Yeah, I remember that.
But
yeah.
but it took a 28 win season because the guy's never had a losing season
right.
in his career. And I think it pushed him into that. Mm-hmm. If you're Dombrowski, I think he legitimately believes everything that he said.
Yeah.
And I also think he's bothered by the fact that they go through an entire year. But you do this long enough. And I asked Dave Dombrowski and I asked Middleton the same thing. I said,
What do the Eagles do well?
What do the Eagles do well? And neither of them had an answer. But it was, you have so much control over what happens before they get on the field. How do you handle the fact that you have no control once they get on the field? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you deal with that? And, you know, Middleton said it was difficult, but what Dombrowski said was, I've been doing this a long time and I just know that's how it is. Yep. And I think that's probably just how he looks at it. And he's not one of those guys who's going to feed us what we want to hear. Right. He doesn't think about that, but, you know, might buy him a little less ire. I think overall people are going to get over this and then we'll be at spring training next year. They're going to do
I think the Harper one's the one that's going to stick around for a while.
Yes.
I mean, because he basically said he wasn't an elite player anymore.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't this year, and we'll see if he is.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
So,
you know how we run with quotes and headlines.
Oh yeah, yeah. No one's gonna forget that. Well, I hope that Bryce doesn't forget it.
Well, I mean, I assume we'll talk to Bryce at spring training next year.
Yeah,
hopefully
I will.
Well, depending on how the offseason goes.
Yeah, I assume I will ask him.
Are you
gonna
wear your rivalry pack?
Dude, I should go in there with a Met shirt on.
Yeah.
And he looks at me funny and goes, "See." Oh, how funny would that be?
Yeah, see how it feels?
Mets t-shirt, Mets hat, and he'll look at me like I'm crazy. And I go, do you get it now, buddy? This is weird, huh? I'm here at the Philly Spring Training wearing a Mets shirt. It's weird, right? Huh?
I think they'd take you out of there.
That would be our last interview.
Yes, but it would make my point.
The point would be made.
Yeah,
though,
how crazy would that be? All right, 215-592-9494. Jack, don't you have to talk about the Philly formation contest?
Had it all the way.
All right,
get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. You're shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek, that's a huge prize. A game day party at your house, hosted by me. Two Weber Grills and National Plants Warehouse, of course. Plus, gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features. Everyone calls it that. Every Birds game day. Stop by Chelsea's Tavern in Downingtown for the $8 Miller Lite and Jameson Shot Special with their signature smoked meats and comforting bar food.
There you go.
Or visit Saloon 151 in downtown Westchester, baby, the borough, for their $10 special with their famous whiskey bar wings. That's Chelsea's Tavern in Downingtown and Saloon 151 in Westchester, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older, and as always, celebrate responsibly.
Jay in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
Oh, happy birthday, bro.
What's up, Jay? Appreciate it.
What's going on?
Long time no here.
Well, you got to talk to them, too.
What? I don't... Oh,
well, no, that's right. I forgot you and Fritz. They got a thing going
on. Not me.
No,
Jay.
Jay and Fritz.
Jay, I want to be clear. I have no issues with Jay in West Philly.
Okay.
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't.
I don't. It's Jack.
Hey, Ike.
Yes.
Not me and Jack tight.
You know my favorite Ike replay.
Yes. Yeah, and the opening kickoff.
Oh, okay.
Ron Dixon running the touchdown back on the Eagles.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Still owe me a Boston Market meal for that, man. I ran out for everything, got my food and everything. I come back. But, yeah. Yo, it's your birthday. You get to rename the show. What you want? Ike and CSI or Ike and the interns? Which one?
What? Oh, Ike and the interns?
No, they're good, man. Come on.
Man, look.
I ran this place.
That's right.
Ike and the interns or CSI?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Chris Sims intern.
Oh, Chris Sims.
He made a lot of sense, Jay. Made a lot of sense.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, with this offense, man, how come they don't run no draw plays, no bubble screens, no nothing?
Quarterback can't throw it.
I don't know, man.
Well, they run draw plays on 3rd and 17.
Yeah. Look, that's Sirianni offense. Every time his boys come in.
Yeah. So Jay is a big Jalen Hurts defender.
Oh,
yes, right. Big Jalen Hurts defender.
Hey, JDS, Jalen Derangement Syndrome.
Yes.
I forgot you helped on that Brian Dawkins first.
Damn right. You talking about that fake one, the touchdown he had?
No, that everybody say he intercepted Brett Favre, that punt he caught in the.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah, I was in on that play, yeah.
Hey, Fritz.
Yeah, what? What are you going to say about Bryce? Yeah, I know, what?
What are we going to do with the pander at first baseman?
Hey, you got to pray for him. You got to hope that the wrist can come back. Yeah, T's and P's.
Pray for what?
Yeah, you just pray that he's healthy.
Do you hear he's a gold glove finalist? I don't know if you hear that.
No gold glove. He's going to buy a gold glove.
Listen, he's a finalist. What do you want from me?
Now, hold on. Now I see why it's a while for you to get on the air.
Yeah, but see.
5:45.
But see, Jay, you're talking about me. I yell about Bryce all the time. You don't give me any credit for that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I do agree with you on.
Okay.
That's the only thing. Everything else, I don't know where your hand be at, man.
All right.
Look, I don't know. Look, what other athlete would get to wear another team's colors right there?
It was a rivalry pack.
A rivalry pack, yeah, whatever, that fraud. And that's why he was talking to Mookie Betts at second base. Hey, yo, you got a spot for me over there? That's what he was trying to do.
You think he wants to go to the Dodgers?
He don't want that. Why you think Rob Thompson came back? If they had to fire Rob, who the pressure would have been on? The GM? I mean, first baseman? I mean, dang, what is he, president, GM? What are you going to do? Which one of his friends you going to bring in next? Cassie was his buddy. Now he can't stand.
I don't know if Cassie was his buddy.
No, Trey's his buddy. JT's his buddy. I don't think Cassie.
That's his new friend. JT was his friend first when he got him signed. Now he's going to the next one. Get him signed. Now, who's going to try and get there? He done ran out of people to go get, man.
I don't know.
Reese in the back.
Are you done, man?
Dang, stabbed Reese in the back.
See, you don't understand. This is hurting Ike, too, when you do this. The only person that's not hurting is me.
I'm a Bryce guy, too, yes.
Yeah.
Because he's a pandering fraud, and I can't stand him. He stabbed Reese in the back, and then he choked every year.
Do you think he could throw the ball over the middle or throw the ball from under center?
Look, this is the excuse he get. What? Isn't he a Cowboys fan, too?
He is. Well, but then he was a Redskins fan. So he's
now he's an Eagles fan.
Now he's an Eagles fan. He was when he played for the Nationals. Yeah, I have a picture of him in a Redskins.
Yo, what Eagles fan you see wearing Eagles jersey with Cowboy boots?
I can be a look.
Yeah.
You wore Kelly Green the first game of the season? Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, the pander and fraud. He probably went 0-3 in that game, I think.
All right. You all done?
Get him out of here. Please.
Are you done? Are you on your way to the Jordan store?
Why not? There's championship stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
Championship stuff in there.
Yep.
Right?
Walk around with a backwards Kangol hat like you're 60.
It ain't no Bud Light celebrations in the locker room in there.
All right. Okay. All right. Enough out of you. Real quick, because we have I definitely have to get to these birthday. OG Wade, you're on WIP?
Yes. Happy birthday, OG. To my brother.
What's up, brother? I appreciate it.
I'm surprised they ain't put Bart Scott. What's his name? Bryce Harper. I'm surprised you ain't getting no. And his birthday today, too?
Yeah, I didn't get a voicemail from Bryce.
No, yeah.
Yeah. You know, but listen, man, I'm calling up because of the hate that y'all spewing, or allowable hate.
about Jalen Hurts.
We don't really have time for that. Can you call tomorrow on that? We only have like 2 minutes. We really do. We're not spewing hate. We're just asking questions.
No, no, no. See, y'all buying the smoke. First of all, it doesn't even match up. That's not even his character.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying? If he's the main, keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
He's
Carson
all about
Hurts.
Winning. He sacrifices numbers and everything. So why the hell
Jalen Wentz
not want to change a broken damn offense that Sirianni keeps trying to implement? Another thing here.
You told me it's Jalen's offense. All you say is Jalen's offense. Jalen's offense. Jalen's offense. His offense stinks.
No, that's not the Jalen offense they're running right now. That crap. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And you spoke about this earlier about how you run the ball and the defensive linebackers' responsibilities.
Yeah.
When we were able to run the ball is when Jalen Hurts is a threat to run the ball.
So why is he not running the ball? Why is he not running the ball?
Because Nick Sirianni don't want him to run.
Nah,
the
they have RPOs. He ran in the first game.
No, they not.
Yes, they did.
One or two RPOs a game. Right. I'm talking about the staple of our.
You got to call tomorrow. We got birthday wishes. Cowboy Jim, are you going to wish Ike a happy birthday or not?
Hey,
on behalf of Cowboy Nation, happy birthday, Ike. Listen, if you'd have played for the Cowboys, you'd be on the Ring of Honor, and you may not be doing Monday Night Football, but you'd at least be doing Thursday Night, you know, when nobody watches anything like that, okay? So happy birthday, and sorry about the Phillies, Jack. At least we don't have to listen to, it's Bedlam in the Bank. We don't have to listen to that anymore. How about if Fransky just does, pick up the ball and throw to first? How about we try that one? Goodbye, losers.
Wow. Holy moly.
I enjoyed that.
To make Ike's birthday a little better.
Yeah.
Carson, full participant at practice today.
Yeah, JJ Limited.
JJ Limited.
And today's the big day, right? He's got to have a real practice today if he's going to play. So you guys are going to get Carson on Sunday.
Come on, man.
It's not what I was looking forward to.
No?
No, I'm telling you, I'd rather have JJ.
303 toddies.
This could be an interesting show on Monday.
Victory. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to let Fritz do victory.
Yeah. The text line is.
I never thought I would miss doing victory. You haven't done it in a while.
It has. We had so many last year.
I've been
used
to doing it every week. Yeah. Missed it for the last couple weeks.
You can't. Oh, man. Because if they lose this one. All right. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What do you expect him to do, huh? Tell me, what is it that will make you happy?
Ike inexplicably yelling at Spike for what Dave Dombrowski said about Bryce.
Well, Dombrowski...
I did get a little heated there.
Well, Dombrowski wasn't here. Somebody had to take the bullet. I was there. You know, we're all here for each other. Every once in a while, you know, we need to take it. I took it. What's next?
Ike. All right, everybody, get your PJs on and head to the family room. For my birthday, we're watching the 85 classic Cocoon. Ike's family. Why Cocoon? Ike. No reason. Alex in Lancaster.
Oh,
trying
man.
Trying to go back.
Yeah. Show everybody.
Oldest 50-year-old in the world.
Yeah. Show everybody Wilford Brimley. Say, look, I'm older than he was there. What's next?
Can you relax?
Rob Thompson, I think, exudes sex.
Wow.
Rob Thompson.
Yeah, that was out of left field. I wasn't expecting that one.
Dude, I knew where I was going. I started laughing. I couldn't stop myself from doing it. And I started laughing. Yeah, it's true. He's a sexy guy. What's next?
Can you just tell me one thing that you do well? Spike when he sees Buzz in the hallway.
Yep. I've been practicing asking that question for a year and a half now.
Asking everybody.
Yep.
Give me one thing.
One thing. Oh, man. For a second, makes me wish I was a PD again. Bring somebody in to the meeting and say, hey, I want you to tell me what you're doing well.
And then be like, nope.
Nope. Yep. What's next?
Happy birthday, Ike. For your special day, we're retiring your jersey and leather helmet. Ike's High School.
Leather helmet.
High school still hasn't retired that jersey
Unbelievable.
Yet. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I thought we had some momentum there.
We did for a second. They wanted me to do all the research.
Yeah. Didn't he asked you for all your stats. Yeah. What's next?
Mike Lombardi constantly reminding people that he ran a football team was so off-putting. the guy who constantly reminds people that he hired them.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point. That is a good point. Well, Ike, how was the birthday show? It was good.
Good, man. It was good. You guys took it easy on me.
Yeah.
Except for Fritz.
Yeah.
Well,
it's been a pain in the ass all day today.
Yeah. To everyone here, too.
Yeah.
Rod, Ava, other coworkers.
Poor Ava. Ava, all she tries to do is
That's
make things happy and good.
And help.
We're just like, oh, you got to
get
take
it. Another photo. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, you brought us cookies.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
I hate cookies.
Yeah.
I love Ava. No, I love Ava.
Yeah.
33rd birthday, Icon.
Appreciate it, brother.
I imagine Fritz's Six is happening.
Oh, man, until 7:30, too. We got extra.
Okay. All you're, right. you got to be doing Phil's tonight, right?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. He's going to replay that press conference.
For an hour and a half.
At least at 7.
I didn't take that joke very well, either.
Oh, no?
Nah, nah. I was like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right.
All right, we'll be back.
He didn't know if you were kidding or not.
Oh, sometimes I throw it out there, see what the temperature's like.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I was just joking.
It's not that serious. Stop laughing. You know?
I didn't want to go home at 6. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, same place, same time. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering. All backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.